Have you ever wondered why time flows in only one direction? Why we can remember the past but not the future? Julian Barber's groundbreaking book, The Janus Point, offers a revolutionary answer to these age-old questions. Described by physicist Sean Carroll as one of the most important books on the nature of time in decades, Barber's work has captivated readers from Stephen Hawking to Bill Gates, who included it in his list of must-read science books. Unlike conventional physics texts that attribute time's arrow to special conditions at the Big Bang, Barber proposes something far more elegant. Time's direction emerges naturally from the universe's fundamental laws, with no need for special initial conditions. This perspective transforms our understanding of cosmic history from a story of increasing disorder into one of growing complexity and structure, a vision that resonates with our lived experience of an ever more intricate universe. For over a century, physicists have struggled with a profound paradox. How can time flow in one direction when the fundamental laws of physics work equally well forward or backward? The traditional explanation invokes the second law of thermodynamics: entropy always increases. But this creates another puzzle. If disorder naturally increases, why did the universe begin in such an extraordinarily ordered state? This question has haunted theoretical physics, challenging our basic understanding of cosmic evolution and temporal direction. This dilemma stems from a critical oversight in our theoretical framework. Thermodynamics was developed primarily to understand steam engines and similar closed systems, machines confined in insulated containers where energy and matter are carefully controlled. The universe, however, isn't in a box. It's expanding freely in all directions, constantly creating new space and possibilities. Yet physicists have unconsciously applied box scenario thinking to cosmology, creating unnecessary complications and paradoxes that may be artifacts of this limited perspective. When Ludwig Boltzmann attempted to explain time's arrow in the 1870s, he made groundbreaking observations about the relationship between microscopic and macroscopic phenomena. He recognized that while microscopic laws are time-symmetric, allowing for reversibility, macroscopic behavior shows a clear directional preference. His friend Josef Loschmidt posed the devastating objection that became known as Loschmidt's paradox. If all particle velocities were reversed, entropy should decrease rather than increase, contradicting the second law. Boltzmann never fully resolved this contradiction, eventually resorting to the desperate hypothesis that our ordered universe might be a random fluctuation in an otherwise equilibrium cosmos. This led to the absurd Boltzmann brain paradox, where disembodied conscious minds floating in chaos should vastly outnumber observers like us, a conclusion that clearly conflicts with our observations. The key insight missing from these discussions is that in an expanding universe, the fundamental dynamics change dramatically. Space itself is stretching, creating new possibilities for structure formation and complexity growth. Rather than viewing cosmic history as progressive degradation from initial high order, we should recognize it as displaying remarkable growth of structure and complexity at multiple scales. The evidence surrounds us in countless forms, in historical documents, fossil records, geological strata, and astronomical observations. From the formation of heavy elements in stellar cores to the emergence of complex molecules, from simple prokaryotes to sophisticated multicellular organisms, from primitive tools to advanced technology, all tell consistent stories not of degradation, but of increasing complexity and organization. This perspective shift requires us to think beyond the traditional thermodynamic box, just as Copernicus and Kepler had to overthrow the ancient concept of perfect celestial spheres while preserving useful mathematical techniques. The universe isn't simply undergoing entropic degradation, it's actively creating increasingly sophisticated structures throughout cosmic history. This new understanding suggests that time's arrow might be fundamentally connected to the universe's expansion and its capacity for generating novel forms of organization, rather than being solely a consequence of statistical mechanics in closed systems. The heart of Barber's theory is the Janus point, a special moment on the cosmic timeline where the universe's size reaches a minimum and then increases in both temporal directions. Unlike the conventional Big Bang model, which posits a singular explosive beginning, this represents a point of perfect symmetry from which time flows outward in two directions, fundamentally challenging our traditional conception of cosmic origins. This groundbreaking concept emerged from studying the n-body problem, a mathematical framework describing a system of mass points subject to gravitational forces. Lagrange's pioneering work revealed that in such systems with non-negative energy, the universe inevitably passes through a unique minimum size. This creates two symmetrical halves with time's arrows pointing away from this minimum, much like water flowing downhill in two directions from a mountain peak. Observers in either half would naturally perceive this minimum as their universe's beginning, completely unaware of the mirror universe existing on the other side, just as mountain streams remain oblivious to their counterparts on the opposite slope. The Janus point theory introduces a novel concept called entaxy, an entropy-like quantity specifically designed for an unboxed universe that decreases rather than increases, reflecting the growth of complexity rather than disorder. This apparent contradiction with conventional thermodynamics is resolved by recognizing that the second law applies only to confined systems, not to the universe as a whole. From the Janus point, time flows in two directions toward increasing complexity, with identical arrows of time emerging on both sides, creating what Barber describes as a double-headed universe. Unlike Boltzmann's fluctuation hypothesis, which struggled to explain cosmic order, this model creates a complete universe where time reversal symmetry is respected overall while still accounting for our observed arrow of time. It's not a bounce model where time continues unaffected through a singularity. Rather, it's more analogous to a ball passing through Earth's center where the direction of down reverses imperceptibly. The two halves aren't perfect mirror images, but rather qualitatively similar, like the two faces on a Roman Janus coin, distinct yet complementary expressions of the same underlying reality. This elegant solution resolves several long-standing cosmological puzzles. It respects the fundamental time symmetry of physics while explaining the apparent asymmetry we experience in our daily lives. Most importantly, it requires no special initial conditions or fine-tuning. The universe's fundamental law itself dictates what appears to us as a special initial state. This removes the need for arbitrary cosmic initial conditions, replacing them with a natural consequence of the universe's inherent dynamics. The theory also provides new insights into the nature of time itself, suggesting that our perception of a single time direction is merely one half of a grander cosmic structure. This has profound implications for our understanding of causality, entropy, and the ultimate fate of the universe, offering a mathematically consistent framework that bridges quantum mechanics with cosmological observations. To understand cosmic evolution, we need a scale-invariant measure that captures how particles are distributed in the universe. Since no external ruler exists, this measure shouldn't change if all interparticle distances increase or decrease proportionally. This fundamental requirement stems from the relational nature of the universe. All measurements must be made relative to other objects within it, not against some absolute background. Barber defines shape complexity as the ratio of two lengths, the root mean square length divided by the mean harmonic length. This creates a pure number that depends only on mass ratios and the distribution shape, regardless of position, orientation, or scale. The genius of this measure lies in its ability to capture structural relationships while remaining independent of absolute size. Shape complexity serves as a sensitive measure of clustering, with more clustered configurations having higher complexity values. For example, a uniform distribution of particles would have low complexity, while a system with distinct clusters and hierarchical structures would register higher values. This occurs because when particles approach each other, the gravitational potential changes dramatically while the root mean square length barely shifts. The inverse square law of gravity means that as particles get closer, their mutual attraction increases exponentially, creating strong local clustering effects. Gravity's powerful clustering effect causes complexity to increase in both directions away from the Janus point. In the three-body minimal model, complexity fluctuates strongly due to the eccentric Kepler pair formation, but maintains an upward trend as the system expands. These fluctuations reflect the chaotic nature of three-body interactions, where slight changes in initial conditions can lead to dramatically different outcomes. In the 1,000-body simulation, fluctuations nearly vanish as all particles move relative to each other, demonstrating the statistical smoothing that occurs in larger systems. This complexity growth is what internal observers would directly perceive, making it their primary criterion for defining time's direction. The consistency of this growth provides a natural arrow of time that aligns with our everyday experience. While cosmologists have long recognized that initially uniform distributions break into clusters under gravity, they've missed that every non-negative energy solution must contain a most uniform state in the middle, with similar behavior on either side. This insight suggests a fundamental symmetry in the universe's evolution. Shape complexity applies to any clustering forces, not just gravity. Examples include electromagnetic forces forming atoms and molecules, and nuclear forces binding quarks into protons and neutrons. Throughout cosmic history, structure and regular motion have increased as subsystems self-confine themselves apart from the overall expansion. This self-organization process can be seen at multiple scales, from the formation of galaxies and solar systems to the emergence of biological structures. This proves that complexity, not disorder, naturally emerges in an expanding universe, challenging traditional interpretations of the second law of thermodynamics and suggesting a more nuanced understanding of cosmic evolution. To properly represent the universe relationally, using only ratios without reference to any background or external ruler, we need shape spaces that account for particle mass ratios. For n particles, we need 3n-7 numbers to define the shape, after eliminating position, orientation, and size parameters. This reduction from the usual 3n coordinates reflects the removal of 7 degrees of freedom, 3 for position in space, 3 for orientation, and 1 for overall scale. For the simplest non-trivial case of 3 particles, we need just 2 numbers to define the triangle they form, allowing representation on a shape sphere. Each point on this sphere corresponds to a distinct triangle shape, with points at the same longitude but opposite latitude represent mirror images. For equal masses, equilateral triangles appear at the north and south poles, while the equator represents collinear configurations. The sphere elegantly captures all possible triangle shapes. Isosceles triangles form 6 great circles, while right triangles form 3 small circles parallel to the equator. By using root mean square length to introduce scale, we can imagine nested shape spheres of different radii, creating a layered structure like Russian dolls. However, internal observers can only perceive the changing shape tracked as a curve on a single shape sphere, as they have no absolute reference for scale. This limitation is fundamental to relational physics. All measurable quantities must be dimensionless ratios. The shape sphere highlights the critical difference between shape and size. In the extended representation with both shape and size, configuration space has infinite volume, since root mean square length ranges from 0 to infinity, creating problems for probability arguments. But shape space alone is compact, like a sphere rather than infinite nested spheres, opening meaningful possibilities to introduce probabilities. This compactness is crucial for statistical mechanics and cosmological theories. This compactness might allow us to predict, using Boltzmann-like arguments, what the universe should be like near the Big Bang. While traditional statistical mechanics faces issues with Poincaré recurrence in compact spaces, the laws of motion in shape space operate differently. Instead of leading to increased disorder, they create ordered structures through a process of complexity emergence. This ordering principle manifests in the formation of galaxies, solar systems, and other cosmic structures. The hypothesis that time's arrows have a purely dynamical explanation rests on the universe's governing law dictating a Janus point in all solutions. As particles spread out and the scale part increases away from the Janus point, the shape part must decrease due to Liouville's theorem. This forces the system towards special shapes and motions within an ever-shrinking shape-phase space volume. The theorem acts as a constraint on possible configurations, driving the system toward increasingly organized states. This mathematical framework confirms Thomas Gold's 1962 suspicion that expansion of the universe is the master arrow behind all other arrows of time, with Liouville's theorem providing the direct causal mechanism. The connection between cosmic expansion and the arrow of time emerges naturally from the mathematics of shape space, offering a profound insight into the nature of time itself and its relationship to the evolution of cosmic structure. The Janus point model presents a revolutionary perspective on cosmic evolution, predicting an initially uniform universe that naturally develops into the structured cosmos we observe today. Unlike the traditional view that posits highly ordered initial conditions gradually descending into chaos, this model demonstrates how complexity and structure can emerge organically from simpler states, similar to how crystalline patterns form in cooling liquids. When applying Laplace's principle of indifference to shape space, rigorous mathematical analysis reveals that the vast majority of solutions exhibit low complexity at their Janus points, displaying nearly uniform, spherically symmetric distributions. This effect intensifies exponentially as the number of particles increases. With billions of particles, the likelihood of finding highly structured configurations becomes vanishingly small. The analogy of darts thrown by a blindfolded creator onto shape space illustrates this principle. Most darts would naturally land in regions representing simple, uniform configurations, just as randomly scattered sand tends to form an even layer rather than complex patterns. The application of the same principle to directional movements in shape space yields another crucial insight. Particle momentum distributions at the Janus point would naturally approximate a Maxwellian thermal distribution. This mathematical result predicts that most universes would begin with particles distributed uniformly in space, with thermal energy distributions following the familiar bell curve, precisely the conditions required for structure formation through gravitational interaction. The post-Janus point evolution follows a remarkable sequence of increasing complexity. The initial uniform particle soup, characterized by Harrison-Zeldovich fluctuations, tiny quantum variations in density, serves as the seed for all future structure. The formation of baryons marks the first major increase in complexity, as quarks combine into protons and neutrons. During the first 3 minutes of cosmic evolution, primordial nucleosynthesis creates helium nuclei alongside protons, establishing the foundation for all future chemical elements. At approximately 300,000 years, the cosmic temperature drops sufficiently to allow electrons to bind with nuclei, forming the first neutral atoms, primarily hydrogen and helium. This epoch of recombination makes the universe transparent for the first time, releasing the photons that we now observe as the cosmic microwave background radiation, providing crucial evidence for this model. The subsequent dark ages witness the formation of massive dark matter halos through gravitational attraction. These invisible structures create gravitational wells where ordinary matter accumulates, leading to the formation of the first stars and galaxies. This process creates a hierarchical structure of cosmic organization, from individual stars to galaxies, galaxy clusters, and the cosmic web itself. Stars begin their cosmic role as nuclear furnaces, fusing lighter elements into heavier ones up to iron, while more massive stars end their lives in spectacular supernova explosions that create the heaviest elements through rapid neutron capture processes. This cosmic evolution differs fundamentally from confined systems, where particles merely shuffle between equally disordered states. Instead, the universe's continuous expansion creates privileged directions in shape space, allowing microhistories to follow distinct evolutionary paths guided by attractors. This directional evolution produces the rich variety of elements, the stardust, comprising everything from the gold and jewelry to the iron in our blood. Through a process that is both deterministic and creative, transforming simple initial conditions into the complex cosmos we inhabit. Applying the conventional notion of entropy to the universe is fundamentally problematic. While the second law of thermodynamics states that entropy increases in closed systems, this principle was established for confined systems like gases in boxes or heat flowing between metal blocks. The universe, by definition unconfined and expanding, requires a different approach that accounts for its unique characteristics and dynamics. The conceptual confusion arises because the universe is dynamically closed, unaffected by external forces, but not confined by walls. When Rudolf Clausius famously declared, "Die Entropie der Welt strebt einem Maximum zu," he unknowingly imposed conceptual walls on the universe. This assumption, while useful for laboratory physics, creates fundamental contradictions when applied to cosmic scales. Without confinement, the nature of motion transforms dramatically, leading to behaviors that defy traditional thermodynamic predictions. Consider a dilute gas in thermal equilibrium suddenly released from its box. Traditional thermodynamics would predict increasing entropy as the gas expands chaotically. However, detailed analysis reveals something remarkable. The particle's motion transitions from chaotic thermal equilibrium to highly ordered radial streaming, a pattern strikingly similar to Hubble's law of galactic separation. This observation reveals a profound inversion that challenges our conventional association of entropy with disorder. In the unconfined case, expansion actually creates order rather than chaos. Barber's revolutionary proposal introduces an alternative entropy-like concept called entaxy that better aligns with our intuition about cosmic order and disorder. Unlike Clausius's approach of summing subsystem entropies, entaxy addresses Boltzmann's fundamental question about why surrounding bodies exist in improbable states. It's defined holistically for the universe as a whole, avoiding the pitfalls of treating cosmic entropy as a simple sum of local entropies. Crucially, entaxy decreases as the universe expands, providing a natural explanation for why subsystems tend to form in low entropy states that subsequently increase. The term entaxy deliberately combines en, towards, with taxis, order, literally meaning towards order, a linguistic choice that reflects its conceptual foundations. A state with high entaxy possesses greater potential for transforming apparent chaos into structured order. This framework helps resolve several long-standing paradoxes, including how ordered structures can emerge in a universe governed by time-symmetric laws, and why the arrow of time points consistently in one direction despite the reversibility of fundamental physics. The entaxy concept also provides new insights into cosmic evolution, suggesting that the universe's expansion itself might be the primary driver of order formation, rather than a source of increasing disorder as traditional entropy considerations might suggest. This perspective helps explain phenomena ranging from galaxy formation to the emergence of complex structures in biological systems. Steven Weinberg's stark view of the universe as overwhelmingly hostile and pointless represented one extreme of cosmological philosophy, finding meaning only in scientific pursuit itself. Freeman Dyson offered a contrasting perspective of philosophical optimism, presenting detailed mathematical arguments for how life and intelligence might persist indefinitely, even in an expanding universe. Barber charts a nuanced middle path, proposing that the universe's fundamental law exhibits an inherent creative tendency, gradually bringing systems to ever greater precision in the fullness of time. The minimal model's evolution provides a concrete demonstration of this principle through the emergence of the singleton and Kepler pair configurations. These structures demonstrate how simple initial conditions can evolve toward increasingly precise relationships, though perfect precision remains asymptotic, never fully achieved in finite time. While classical Newtonian mechanics constrains novelty through conservation laws and fixed particle numbers, quantum field theory introduces profound creative potential through particle creation, annihilation, and transformation processes. Barber develops a cosmic vision beginning with near-perfect uniformity in the early universe, which then evolves toward increasingly rich complexity through a kind of strange attractor mechanism. Though he favors a spatially closed universe for consistency with Machian principles, he acknowledges ways to avoid a big crunch scenario, either through Einstein's cosmological constant or through exotic matter fields exhibiting negative pressure properties. His philosophical optimism is tempered but persistent, suggesting current physical laws may be merely the grossest approximation to a delicate interconnectedness of the whole universe. The metaphor of Shakespeare's bottom awakening from his transformative dream captures this sense of reality's infinite depth beyond human comprehension. This connects to the broader theme of consciousness as an emergent phenomenon participating in cosmic creativity. Barber proposes that great artists may have direct access to this universal interconnectedness, serving as channels through which the universe expresses itself. This manifests in how consciousness creates partial wholes within the cosmic edifice. The impact of mind and language on physical reality is evident throughout human history, from the architectural marvels of religiously inspired cathedrals to the transformation of landscapes through human engineering and will. The arrow of cosmic history points toward increasing complexity and precision, with simpler, more uniform states characterizing earlier epochs. Time itself emerges from this succession of increasingly complex configurations, with experienced duration corresponding to the magnitude of complexity differences between states. Two fundamental mysteries persist: the selection mechanism determining which potential history becomes actual, and the transformation of static configurations into conscious experience of motion. Barber draws fascinating parallels between precision at different scales, from the subtle upward curve of the Parthenon's horizontal surfaces, rising just 4 inches over 228 feet, to the minute Harrison-Zeldovich fluctuations in cosmic background radiation, one part in 100,000. Both exemplify how minimal variations can generate profound beauty and structure. This vision suggests the universe isn't merely running down toward thermodynamic heat death, but is continuously generating novel forms of order and complexity, with consciousness perhaps representing the most remarkable manifestation of this creative cosmic principle. The emergence of life and mind may be not accidental byproducts, but essential expressions of the universe's fundamental creative nature.